In my early life, I realized that the people who had the most difficulty doing this were the strongest people, the people who had the most force, the most energy, the most power. It was the most difficult for them to relax.
Varajastel aastatel ma avastasin, et just nendel inimestel on kõige raskem lõdvestuda, kellel on kõige rohkem jõudu ja väge.
So training for a certain operation in the military one time, we knew it was going to be dangerous, and we knew it was going to involve a lot of swimming.
Ja sõjaväes või noh, selles militaaris oli üks treening, kus siis me teadsime, et see on ohtlik ja seal on väga palju ujumist.
And I decided that I wanted my partner to be the biggest, strongest guy. I figured I'll be most safe if this guy is my partner.
Ja ma tahtsin, et kõige tugevam tüüp oleks minu partner, et siis olen mina nagu kõige paremini turvatud.
And when they were putting us in pairs and partners, I was just hoping, God, if only I could be. And I was so happy when they put us together as partners. I went, oh, thank God.
Nii et kui meid pandi paari, siis ma palusin, et see kõige tugevam mees saaks minu paariliseks ja siis ta saigi ja ma tänasin Jumalat.
Because this guy's name was Doggett.
Tema nimi oli Doggett.
And he was huge.
Ta oli suur.
And bulletproof.
Kuulikindel.
And he had these giant hands. They could just like pick you up and
Tal olid hiigel käed.
And so I felt so like, okay, good. I'm going to be right behind you, Doggett. Wherever we go, I'll be right behind you. Don't worry.
Nii et ma hingasin kergendatult ja mõtlesin, et kuhu iganes me lähme, et ma olen sinu selja taga alati.
And it was amazing being behind him because he was like a bulldozer. He just would go through brick walls, go through piles of people, and it was just amazing. So right behind him was like the safest place.
Tema taga oli tõeliselt imeline olla, sest ta läks nagu buldooser läbi telliskivi seintest ja inimmassidest ja kõigest.
And I was feeling really good until the water training began.
Ma tundsin ennast suurepäraselt selle hetkeni, kui algas vee treening.
And then I realized I had picked the worst possible person as my partner.
Ja siis ma sain aru, et ma olin valinud kõige hullema võimaliku partneri endale.
And the problem was that we kept passing these tests.
Probleem oli selles, et me nagu tegime neid teste.
Because I could see that he was constantly fighting with the water.
Ma nägin, et ta pidevalt võitles veega.
His whole life he just used his force and his muscles to get through everything. And then when he was in the water, he had the same attitude toward the water.
Et kogu ta elu ta pressis ennast jõuga kõigest läbi ja kui ta oli vees, siis tal oli vee suhtes samasugune suhtumine.
And so he kept fighting his way through every test, and we kept passing the tests. And I thought, but he's barely passing. Doesn't anybody notice that he's barely passing these tests because he's really struggling all the time?
Et ta võitles ennast kõikidest testidest läbi ja ma vaatasin teda ja mõtlesin, et kas keegi ei märka, et ta vaevu teeb need testid ära, sest ta tõeliselt võitleb selleks, et need läbi teha.
And we would go on these long 3, 4, 5, 8 hour swims.
Ja me läbisime 3, 4, 5, 8 tunniseid ujumisi.
And I realized that, wow, if I got in trouble, there's no way that he could hold me and swim and save me. I could do that easily for him. I could easily just hold him and swim for hours, but he couldn't do that with me. And I realized, oh my God, I want another partner.
Ja kui me ujusime, siis ma sain aru, et tema mind päästa ei suuda, et tema ei suuda mind hoida vee peal ja ujuda, et mina suudan teha seda tema jaoks, aga temaste mulle ei suuda teha, et ma tahaks uut partnerit.
And my happiness and confidence every day just turned into fear and dread.
Ja minu rõõm ja kindlus muutus hirmuks.
Like he wouldn't even float.
Ta ei suutnud isegi vee peal hõljuda.
I mean, anybody can just lay back in the water. If you're exhausted and tired, you can just lay back in the water and float and rest. He could never do that. He was always doing something. And so...
Iga üks suudab lihtsalt vee peal hõljuda ja puhata, aga tema ei saanud seda teha. Tema kogu aeg pidi tegema midagi.
So we were... getting very close to going somewhere and doing something, and I didn't know what, but I wasn't happy about it.
Nii et me väga nagu lähedale jõudsime sellele, et kuhugi jõuda või midagi teha, aga ma ei olnud selle üle rõõmus.
So I thought, I said, dog, at least... you should get comfortable with floating. And he goes, oh, I'm negatively buoyant. I don't float.
et ma ütlesin, et sa pead vähemalt mugavalt ennast tundma vee peal hõljudes, aga tema väitis, et tema ei hõlju vee peal.
So, I said, don't be stupid. Everybody floats. Even a dead body can float. So it's not difficult, right?
Ma ütlesin talle, et ära ole rumal, et iga üks ju hõljub, isegi surnud keha võib hõljuda.
So I convinced him to go to the swimming pool very early in the morning before everybody else got there to kind of just practice just surrendering to the water. So don't have to fight with the water will help you. Let's just practice.
Ma veensin teda hommikul vara minema basseini ja lihtsalt praktiseerima vee peal hõljumist, et sa ei pea veega võitlema kogu aeg. Vesi aitab sind.
And so we were in the pool and I have one hand under his neck and one hand under his bum and I'm just holding him there while he's laying on his back learning how to relax in the water.
Läksime sinna basseini, ühe käega hoidsin ta kukalt, teise käega tagumiku alt ja siis lihtsalt lasin tal niimoodi hõljuda.
And I could feel as soon as he laid back in the water and I could feel all of his neck muscles tighten up and I could feel his back muscles tighten up.
Ja nii kui ta vette lamama läks, nii ma tundsin, kuidas ta kaela ja selja lihased läksid täiesti pingesse.
So I'm holding the back of his neck and the small of his back and I'm just saying, relax your neck, relax your shoulders, relax your back.
Ja ma hoian teda selja tagant ja ütlen, et lõdvesta oma kael ja lõdvesta oma selg.
And I could feel him soften his muscles, he could relax.
Tundsin, kuidas ta suutis oma lihaseid lõdvestada.
And then as soon as I took my hands away a little bit, he like got back into his warrior position with the water.
Ja nii kui ma hakkasin kätt vaikselt ära libistama, nii ta kohe läks pingesse ja läks tagasi oma sõdalase olekusse.
So I'd have to remind him again, just it's okay, I'll float.
Pidin talle jälle meelde tuletama, et kõik on hästi, sa võid
hõljuda. Until finally he managed it.
Kuni lõpuks ta saavutas selle.
And he was floating in the water, completely relaxed.
Ja ta hõljus vees täiesti lõdvestunult.
And it was the most beautiful thing.
Ja see oli kõige ilusam asi.
Because he started crying.
Sest ta hakkas nutma.
And this is this monster warrior guy.
See koletis sõdalane.
And he's floating in the water going
ja ta lamab vees ja nutab.
And it was just so beautiful. He was just, tears were coming from his eyes. He had never relaxed in the water before, and it was like this ecstatic miracle.
Ja lihtsalt see oli nii ilus, kuidas pisarate silmadest voolasid. See oli ekstaatiline, ta ei olnud kunagi lõdvestunud varem.
And I started crying.
Ja mina hakkasin nutma.
So now we got these two guys in the water crying and I'm hugging him. And...
Olid kaks tüüpi siis vees, kes nutsid ja kallistasid üksteist.
And into the pool walks the rest of the team.
ja siis tuleb ülejäänud tiim sinna basseini.
Now that moment must have looked pretty weird to people outside the pool.
See hetk tundus kindlasti väga kummaline inimestele väljas pool basseini.
But thank God it was Doggett, because nobody would dare say anything to him, because he would kill you.
Aga õnneks oli see Doggett ja keegi ei julgenud talle kunagi midagi öelda, sest ta oleks lihtsalt su maha löönud.
If I would have been in the water, hugging and crying with any other guy, neither of us would have survived that day.
Kui ma oleks mõne teise kutiga olnud vees ja nutnud ja kallistanud, siis me ei oleks seda päeva kumbki üle elanud.
But because it was him, everybody just went...
Aga kuna see oli tema, siis kõigil oli suud lukus.
But that lesson in the power of relaxation just changed my life, honestly, forever.
Aga see õppetund lõdvestumise jõust väest muutis minu elu igavesti.
There's a limit to how much we can push and force and, you know, muscle our way through life.
Sellel on limiit, kui palju me saame ennast jõuga lihastega läbi elu suruda.
And it's amazing how much more progress, how much faster and deeper we can go when we learn, when we have a plan B, which is letting go instead of forcing.
On imeline, kui palju kiiremini ja kui sügavamale me saame liikuda, kui meil on plaan B, lahti laskmine jõuga punnimise asemel.
So that's the second main part of this practice, is learning relaxation.
Teine põhi praktika ongi lõdvestumise õppimine.
The first is developing meditative awareness, quieting the mind.
Kõigepealt sa õpid meditatiivset teadlikust, vaigistad oma meele.
And the second is relaxation, quieting the body.
Ja teine on lõdvestumine, et sa oma keha vaigistad.
And so that opens the door to maybe what we could call pure energy.
See avab ukse puhtale energia.